position?
My muscle. What did you play? Did you play golf?
No, I went go-karting.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Went off forever.
Thank God you didn't get hurt. Okay, ready? Did you bump people? You're not supposed to bump people.
I bumped my grandmother.
Okay. All right, let's begin. All right, good to see everyone back. We've got to plunge right into the sugya. Okay? And then we'll speak a little bit about Nyoni to charge ourselves up to the end of this month. Okay, let's see the Gemara. And Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. Svi, I want you to see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Lamed Aleph and Beis, two lines on the bottom. Let's go, guys. We've got a lot to do. Okay, let's see the Gemara on the bottom. The Gemara commented on the Mishnah of Noctum Rosho. Okay?
Noctum Rosho.
Oh, that's only if it's cut off, yes?
Mm-hmm. Nitzak kosher.
So what's nitzak mean?
Cracked.
Nitzak means if it's cracked. If it's cracked or split, better word I think, it's kosher. See in the pic, they have a picture like this in the right here. See where it's split? Split there.
Yeah.
So if it's split, it's kosher. So I want you to get down in your notes, just to refresh our memory. We had a Tulsus in the beginning of the Pirik a long, long time ago, the beginning of the semester, about Noctum Rosho. Okay? We had a Tulsus in the beginning of Noctum Rosho. I want to review that outside now. What did Tulsus want to say? You remember? Tulsus is bothered by, which we're going to get to now today, Bezrat Hashem, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, a Halaga Moira, in fact, he was only a Moira that never died. Donnie, let's get it. It's Gemara Ksubas B'davai and Zion. I think the Gemara says he jumped over the wall. Eli HaNavi tried to grab him. He was a great tzaddik, or like all the Amoroim. There was never a rainbow that ever appeared. There was a rainbow that never appeared in his lifetime. So Pella Rashi quotes Bisman Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, but he doesn't quote Bisman Reb Shimon Ben Levi. The Gemara says Bisman Reb Shimon Ben Levi, there was no keshes. So they put him up there in Shemayim, sitting next to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai says, are you Rabbi Shuvan Levi that never had a rainbow seen in his life? He said, no, I'm not, because he was a shocker, because he didn't want to be a Balgaiva. Turned out that the Gemara ends up saying that Shimon Bar Yochai found out he was being a shocker, Kifra Novi. So he's a tremendous, Serech Bas Osher never died, Eliyahu Novi never died, and we find Rabbi Shuvan Levi never died. But the Gemara has a Bob Metziah for Novi. Gemara says, if somebody asks if you learn Shas, and you did, you could lie and say for Anovit. Morris says,
you like say I learned most, or you
yeah, you could fib. You could fib. Okay, you want to minimize it. But he wasn't comfortable. This is the great Sidkas Reb Shimon Levi. So I want you to get this now. Please get it. Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. What was Tosfos Kasha? Please get the Terutzim down. Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. Why is Noctum Rosho Reb Shimon Levi's Mechadish Nitla Tiyomis? Tiyomis is the what? What is the Tiyomis? The middle part of the lulav. The middle part of the lulav is removed totally, it's possible. So Kol Shekein, Halacha L'Maaseh, if the Mishnah says it's cut off, it's possible. How much more so it's removed, it's possible. So what do you need Rabbi Shuva Levi to tell me this for? It's an obvious point. Rabbi Shuva Levi's Chiddush was that if the Tiyomis is removed, it's possible. Shkoyach. What do you need to tell me that for? If it's cut off, it's possible. Kol Shekein, it's removed. So get the three Terutzim. Number one is, Noctum Rosh is talking about where Rov Ol and El Yonim are broken. They're broken, but they were not removed. Rabbi Shuva Levi's talking about where it was removed. It's still possible. That's one teretz. So the first teretz of Noctum Rosh is what? Rov El Yonim Rishonim are cut off. What's the second teretz? The second teretz is that the Mishnah is talking about the two upper leaves, the two upper blades of grass in the lulav. And Rabbi Shuva Levi says that you would have thought that what? If Nitlat Yomim still looks beautiful, whereas Noctum Rosh doesn't look so good. So that's the Kamash Milan. And what's the third teretz? The third teretz is that one of the two blades was removed. Noctum Rosho is when both blades are cut off. So the bottom line being, Halach Lamaisa, that it's Rov Al Yonim, and the Noctum Rosho is considered to be what? Noctum Rosho is considered to be a psul. So if Noctum Rosho means it's cut off, so we're back to the Gemara that says Ravuna says Noctum Rosho is when it's cut off, and Taisa says it means what? Either the Rov Al Yonim, or it means what? What are the two teruts with also? Either Rov El Yonim, or it means the top two. Correct. But it had to do with the Rishu B'Levi, the Nitla Tiyomis, which we'll get into. But the fact is, Rav Huna comes to Mechadish, a beautiful Chiddush, And that chiddush is that if it's cut off, it's bad. But however, if it's cracked or split, it's going to be kosher. So that's the chiddush lemaisa we have. Okay, good. Vayt tzvi, says the Gemara. Frek the Gemara kosher.
Kosher.
The nitzda kosher is really nitzda kosher v'atanya.
A little of kafuf for kavitz.
Or what does kafuf mean? Kafuf means lamata. Kafuf means lamata, yes? Kafuf means it's bent lamata. Yeah, so it's bent lamata. Yeah, it's considered to be a problem. You got that? It's considered to be a problem. Everyone got that, halacha lamaisa? Okay, we're saying that the pshat is that Rashi writes, lamaisa, it's kehegmon. What's kehegmon? I looked up that pasuk. It's like a bolt. Lamaisa. So it's considered to be, it's kafuf and lamata. Rosh is kafuf, lamata. So if the rosh is kafuf, lamata, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be a problem. Okay? Halach lamaisa. That's considered to be a problem. That's what we say the pshat is. That's what we say the pshat is halach lamaisa. Okay? Everyone got that? So in other words, talking about a person that's ish gibain, he has a zakein, and his beard goes lamata. Okay? So even if it's what? Even if it's the shedra straight, you see how it's a little bit curved down? See how it's curved down a little bit? As long as it's curved down a little bit from the top, it's possible. Okay? So that's what Rashi sees, is kfuf and lamata. Okay. Now, the truth of the matter is, from the Rosh, it's mashma. Please get this down in the Chuvis. That kafuf means the Rosh HaShedra, like this. You see that? The actual Rosh HaShedra is bent. So I want you to get that. Is it just mean the top is bent down? That's Rashi. The Chuvas Arash means the whole actual thing is bent down. So that's the machlokes you have between what? Between Rashi and the Chuvas Arash. Okay? And you cannot tell me that it means the leaves are bent down. That's not what it means. Because rove leaves are what kafuf anyway. The Tur has like that. It's, the Tur says that it means the Shedra is kafuf. So that means the Pharisees are talking about the Shedra is kafuf. This is what we're talking about. Rashi says, kafuf kehegman. What did the Ritva say? The Ritva says, those who love him, shirosho kafuf, I'm worried about them. Even if the Olam saw his nechsha of rosho, he says, rechoshish, those who love him, the roshim are kafuf. And we pointed out the Rosh and the Chuv is that if the leaves are bent, that's kosher, no problem at all. What we're talking about, Lamaisa, where it's not mistabri to be machmer, don't create new psulim, the Rosh is very adamant about this. We're talking about where the shedra is bent. Now where the blades of grass are bent. No way is that called kvifit. And the Rosh adds on, he says, he loves to be yoytze with ones. So finish in olam nechlokim. He says, I love the ones that the leaves are bent. As long as the tiyomis is standing, he says the olam are not nechlokim. They're bent. I know they're not split. So he says, those are the ones I taka love. Don't come up with these new chumras, he says, befeirish. And the Beis Yosef and the Bach say, only if the shedra is bent is it possible. But the leaves are bent, it's kosher. So please get that. That's what kafuf means. Okay, we got that chlor? So we got the two malchim, Donnie? Okay, good. Viter now. Viter in the brysik. Let's go slow. Go ahead. Sweet. Let's go ahead. What's kovitz now? What's kovitz?
Thorns.
Kovitz, Rashi says, is what? There's thorny. Rashi says thorny. There are thorns coming out of it. If the thorns coming out of it, it's bad. I have the picture here in the Masifter. The thorns coming out of the one and the this one. Okay, the one right here. The one thorns coming out of it are a problem, according to Rashi. What's the other pshat? The Ramban. What's the Ramban's pshat? What's the Ramban's pshat, Lamaisa? What's the Ramban's pshat? The Ramban's pshat in Hilchos Lulav is that they become kikotzen. The reason why they're puzzled is because you need Noam. These things are strikers. And we're going to get to that later, Bezrat Hashem. Okay? The Levush says it's because not Hadar. The Levush says because not Hadar. Please get these down, the different reasons why it's puzzled. Either because it's a striker, it's not pleasant, it's a Chovel, it's a striker. That's according to the Ramban. According to what? The Levush, it's an issue of Hadar.
According to the Levush, except for anything, though.
Well, the Rabbein Yerucham says because it has these, what, wrinkles in it. Rabbeinu Ruchem says it has these wrinkles. In fact, the Miri's gear says kivetz. Kivetz means gear, means what? What does kivetz mean? The Rif actually has both, kivetz and kovetz. But it could be both shotim. So again, look at Bayes. Bayes, it has these wrinkles in it. This second picture on the top here has these wrinkles. Okay? So it has these wrinkles. Either it has thorns or it has wrinkles. Kemuktim are wrinkles. We looked it up. Okay? So this is another reason why it's possible. Yes, quickly, Sweet. Go ahead.
According to the Bush, it says hinder. You can say anything.
Hudder. It's not hudder.
Sorry.
Yes?
Like, bent over or crook is not hudder either. Stomach.
Would you say?
Why Dafka here you say hudder? Anywhere else?
Well, why is the problem? What is the problem you're seeing of Kofuf? Why is Kofuf a problem?
No, the Bush just says hudder right here, not anywhere else. Why just
why
here?
Is Kofuf a problem? We didn't say why it's a problem. We just said it was puzzle. Kofuf is a problem. Why is it a problem? I mean, it's a good kasha. We didn't give a marker why it was a problem. Okay? I would imagine it's the same thing of hudder. It's not beautiful. Why can't you say the same swara? That's what I would say. I mean, you're asking good. Yeah, he points out here on the bottom. Yeah, it's Hadar, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Okay? It's an issue of Hadar, too. You're asking good. Vito, let's go. Let's go now. Go ahead. Next.
Sadduk.
What's Sadduk? Sadduk is cracked. Okay? What does it mean, cracked? The Olam or the Shedra? Excellent. Go ahead.
Akum?
Yes?
Like a sickle.
Akum Domul Amagal. It's curved, it's crooked like a sickle. You see the picture here? It's curved like a sickle. So what do you got here? You see Gimel? The third one here on the left. It's like a sickle. It's curved. Anything that's curved is puzzle. It's not harder again, like Svi said. You said good. So you see it's considered now it's not kafuf, because why? Why is it not kafuf? Please get this. Because it's only on the Rosho is it kafuf, okay? It's only kafuf on the Rosho. That's what the Miri says, not the same thing. Once you get this, good. The Sefer HaMichtam says the crookedness is so big, it's like a makal from Rosh HaTzofo. Okay? So in other words, it's not kikafuf. Shekafuf rak b'rosho. You see, kafuf is a problem only what? Tzvi. Kafuf is only a problem, it's what? It's crooked on the top. This thing, the sickle, is crooked from top to bottom. That's what the Miri says, the Michtam. It's a very, very, very enlarged. What does Radbaz say? What does Akum mean? Akum only means the upper leaves, even though if the shed is straight. So then what's your kasha according to the Rabbis? What's the difference between what? Kafuf and what? Kafuf and what? Akum. So what's the answer? Get it down. Akum is what? When it's snakim klape ponov. Nisake means it's crooked klape ponov, and then it goes back to become straight. So it looks like a chatotros a little bit. What's a chatoteros? It's like bent and then it gets straight again. It's like a little bit like a, what's a chatoteris? You have the dictionary here? Does anyone have a dictionary? Chatoteris is like a kind of a snake, no? You want to look that up? Thank you, Yehuda. Chatotros. What does kafuf mean?
It's a python, I think.
Yeah, what does kafuf mean? Kafuf means it's nisher kafuf and it's not what? It doesn't ever get straight. So please get this down, okay? Kappas Tamarim says it's a pella, because it says it's similar to the alchemy is similar to a sickle. Sickle never gets straight again. So let's chazen this over. Please get this. Every detail of Shas we have to know. Lamaisa. Chatotros, chatoteris. Ches, tes, vov, tes, resh, tof. Chatoteris. Okay, again, let's chazen this over. What is the din of an akum? Akum kemagal? What's the din? It's posel. What's obvious kasha? What's the din between kofuf and makal? Kofuf and akum. So what's the answer? Kofuf is only the top of it. Whereas akum means the whole thing. Who says that? The Miri and the Michtam. Comes along the Rabbaz and says, no. Akim only, what does Akim mean? Only the top part. So then what's the difference between Akim and Kofuf then? What's the Teretz? The Teretz is that Akim gets straight for a certain part, right? It's crooked and then it gets straight. Kofuf means it never gets straight again. Kappas Tvarim is bothered by that because a sickle never gets straight. You've got it? Go ahead.
It says it's a hump, like a camel's hump.
Excellent. Very good. Proud of you, Yehuda. The Teretz is a hump of the camel. Exactly. You look at the camel, Lamaisa straight, and then it's the hump, Lamaisa. Okay? The animal, I went to the zoo with my family one day, Cholomoy. See the behemoths? You see the behemoths, Lamaisa. You see that the people give, the behemoths don't, they only take care of their kin. They don't care about helping other people, other animals. They don't have Bechir Schofshes. According to most rovers, Rishonim, they don't have Bechir Schofshes. Some Rishonim say they do. Okay? So Lamaisa. Very good. So that's what it means. It gets straight. It gets very good. Excellent. Okay, excellent. So we got the shtickle. So it's a difficulty, Lomaisa. Very big difficulty on the Radbaz. Okay. So it's this Doma Lamakal. It's not just stam. It's crooked like a sickle. To tell me that if it's completely what? Svi. If it's completely crooked like a sickle's puzzle, it's only crooked a little bit, what's the din? It's kosher, says the Beis Yosef. Please get that down. If it's only crooked a little bit, it's kosher, says Beis Yosef. Okay, good. Right or not? Let's go.
Charos.
What's charos?
Hard.
Hard like a what?
Wood.
Hard like wood. And it's nifredu from the shedra. Right? Picture dalet. It gets separated from the shedra. So it's charos. Charos means it's separated, right? So what's the din in this case? It's possible or not? Yeah, it's possible. So it's like an eighth, but it's olivar nifredu and it's distance from the shedra. See vav? This is the picture of vav here. Sorry, this is picture dalet. Picture dalet here, it's too separate. Dalet's with all the leaves here. That's possible. Okay? That's a problem. Okay, go ahead. But if it's domula what? Oh, but if it's domula cheres, it starts getting hard, but it's not hard like amri, like in hay. See in hay? See hasn't spread in the bottom. Hay is the bottom there. The bottom left. You see that? You see that, Yosef? So in that case, what's the din?
Kosher.
It's kosher. Why is that kosher?
Because you still bundled up.
Oh, so let's get this. Why is this kosher? So lomaisa, you can still machaber it together, like you said. There is a ruah says that charis is a lulav that's black, shachar b'yoyser, and he says it's domel acherishu shachar, but it's not considered to be so what? It's not ain't a kohako kach b'shachruso. It's not as what? It's not as dark, I guess. So that's what he wants to tighten it. Okay? So what do we have so far in these dinim? So we have this dinim of charis. So we should comment also that the Ritva said Lamaisa by Akum, it's a problem of what not being hadar. Yes? It's not being hadar. The Ritva said it's not hadar. The reason why Domal Agal is it's not hadar. The Levush said on the reason of Kovitz and Akum. So you see the Pharisees that their Sermon Shom said it's a problem of hadar. Okay? It's a problem of hadar in these instances. Okay. Also, we should point out, please get this, about charis, is that Lamaisa, it's called Noshim, that these things are separated from the shedder, and not able to miskaber them the lulav, because why? They're miskasha ke'etz, and therefore you're not able to miskaber their height to the shedra, even be a daim. So that's what Rashi, the Shabbat Alek, quotes from Rashi, Noshim is nifrodim. Beis Yosef says you should place the word Noshim in Rashi. See Rashi? Doesn't Rashi say Noshim? Doesn't Rashi say Noshim?
Yeah, by Charis.
Rashi says by Charis Noshim. No. Replace that word Nifrodim. That's what the Beis Yosef has. The Chiddush Ha'Arah says, Anav Zaken, that gets so dry you can't bend it without Shvir, without breaking it. Okay? So it got very, very strong, very, very problematic. Okay, and the reason why it's possible, because Kapas Tamarim. Kapas Tamarim needs a feast and a Shira. You need to be able to tie it together. And by Charis, it's not able to be done that, so it's a problem. Halacha L'maisa. Okay? So this is the Chiddush that we want to bring out. It has to be what? Please get this down. Why is Domel Acharis kosher? Why is Domel Acharis kosher? Because it's Roy L'Kfisa. It's Roy to be tied together. As long as it's Roy, it's fine. It's like Nifridu Alav in the Mishnah. It's exactly like Nifridu Alav in the Mishnah. Okay, we got that? So what's the Kasha to Gemara? Does everyone got that last in Avram? You got that last in? It's a very important din. I want you to get Domel Acharis is kosher because it's Roy L'Kfisa. Okay, that's the lumdus, the iter says. Okay, it's like nifredu in the mishnah. So Svi, what's a kasha? How could Rav Huna say what? Naktam rosh is possible. Nistak is kosher. When the brisa list off nistak is being what? It's possible. Great. Go ahead. What's the teretz? Let's go, guys. Amar Papa.
The Ovid kehimnik.
When the brisa says that a cracked split lulu is possible, doesn't mean that the leaves and the top are split. It doesn't mean the shed or the spine is split. What does it mean, Yosef? It means it's like a hymnic. What's a hymnic? A kli of sulfurim that has two roshim at each side, yes? It has two roshim, it's split on two sides. It's like a pitchfork, you said?
I think so.
The Aruch says it's like a kli of metal kli that has two tops on it, and they used to what? Shulchan Parson, they used to use it as a fork. The Persians used to eat with it. So they wouldn't have to put their hands in their mouth. Rabbeinu Hananel says the same. It's called the mazleg. Where's the Rabbeinu Hananel? Bab mitzia chafayim ebeis. It means a fork. Literally a fork. He calls it a mazleg. So please get this down. When it's like a hymnic, it's what? When it's like a hymnic, it's puzzle. When it's not like a hymnic, it's kosher. So Rashi says, please get this, that the lulu is grown like two shedras. Half of it one way, half of it another way. Like a kli of sofra. So what is the key word in Rashi? What's the key word in Rashi?
Together, grown together.
No, grown. Underline the word gadol. In Hymnic. Doesn't Rashi say gadol? Yes.
Yeah,
he says gadol. No?
Yeah.
Rashi says kak gadol. Underline that in Rashi. Frekta bitur. The tour asks on Rashi, what are you talking about? Nitztuk is not masha that it grew like that. Should have said lulav shegadol sadik. Then should have said it like that. So the tour argues and says, what does Hymnic mean? What does Hymnic mean according to the tour? What does Ovid Hymnic mean? That it's nitztak b'msiyoso achaniftach. That it's opened up, it's so split in the middle till it's opened. So that doesn't mean it grew like that. It became opened. So if it became opened all the way in the bottom, then lamaisa you got a what? Then lamaisa you got a problem. If it's open all the way in the bottom, lamaisa, then you got a problem.
Rabbeinu Hananel has a picture.
Right here. Rabbeinu Hananel has a picture. Excellent. You see the Rabbeinu Hananel there on the left? Excellent, Yosef. Okay? So you see Beferish, that's what he says, Kehimnik. So if it's Kehimnik, what does Rashi say? It grew like that. What does the Torah ask? It didn't grow like that. It opened. What opened? It opened the middle. What'd you say?
Someone made it like that.
The middle spine. The middle blade of grass, rather. So the Beis Yosef says, what's the problem? And he was mechavet to it in Seder, Avram. Very proud of both, Avram and Yehuda. Please get it down. The Beis Yosef writes, Dibur Maskan Niskar Rosh, that Rashi's right. What does the word Ovid Kehimnik mean? Please get that down. It's not commenting on the Lashon Nitztak. What's it commenting on? It's commenting on the Brisa that said Saduk. What does Saduk mean? Itaka grew like that. So that's exactly, it fits in beautifully. Tchilas of Briyasa was like that. So he says that's not a kash at all. Not a kash at all. Halach l'maisa. Okay. So those are the two pshatim learned Kehimnik. Did it grow like that? Or did it become like that? And the Beis Yosef answers up for Rashi. However, please get this. The Ravid argues. Comes along the Ravid in Hilchos Lulav. We know the Ravid. We saw it already before Yontif. Remember we looked at Ravid. The Ravid has a whole Hilchos Lulav. The Ramban comments on the Ramban, right? The Ramban only has a few dapin. He doesn't go daf al daf. He only has a few dapin. So he has called Hilchos, where he comments on the Hilchos Lulav. He comments on the Ramban, on the Ravid. The Ravid writes like this. Please get it. It's like a tree that has two heads. A hymnic means it like cannot be attached together. It's like a tree that has two heads. And even if there's a little bit of a crack, it's puzzle, because it's on the top. The slightest crack on the top, you're done. So if the top blade has a little bit of a crack, you're puzzle, even a mute. That's what he says Kehimnik means. Okay? So that's the pshat l'mais in the Gemara. All right, good. Let's see the toisim at the bottom. Go ahead, Svi, let's go. Nukdam Rosho. Come on, guys, we got a lot to see. Nukdam Rosho.
Nukdam Rosho. Hey, Rosho. Pirish,
oh, we already said over in the beginning of Shir what the Nukdam Rosho meant, yes? What did it mean? You mean Rovel Yerushalm or the two top ones, yes? Okay, go ahead. That's why the Rav said there were two pshatim on Tais. Remember I was bothered by Tais, give three terutzim? Fine, but from the Taises there were two pshatim on Nukdam Rosho was. You know what I mean? See, the Rav was right. I was thinking to myself, what's the Rav saying? Tais gives three terutzim. What the Rav was saying is that Tais has two pshatim and Nukdam Rosho in the Mishnah. And the two pshatim are Rovel, Yonim, or the top, or the middle ones. That's it, you know? Doesn't mean, he wasn't referring to how many terutzim. So it's like the Rav Shechter said, not that I'm in the same Madrega, far from it, but it's like, remember I told you Rav Shechter was driving with the Rav once, and he said, stop the cars on the side of the road, they had to say Kiddush Levona. The Rav had to say Kiddush Levona. So the Rav said to Rav Shechter, Shalom Aleichem, three times. So the Rav Shechter thought he was losing it. So he's supposed to say Shalom Aleichem to three different guys, he thought. So he went home, Rav Shechter, he looked at Shulchan Aruch, and he says, it's wrong. He says, it's not true. He says, Omer l'chavero, shalosh pamim. He says, you say to your friend three times. He said, he thought he knew better. In the same vein, I thought I knew. I was with Rav and Rishi Mishirim, I'm asking, why does the Rav say there's two pshat, there's three terutzim? No, the Tais meant two pshat in the Mishnah, noktam roishim. Took a few months to us to fret for that. Okay, good. Baiter now, let's go, Sri. Next Taisis. Go ahead, Kovitz.
Kovitz, perish, Bekontras. Shiotim,
Bishedra. Bishedra, Shalom.
Oops.
Yeah, there's thorns coming out of the spine. Go ahead. Smisa, it's like shriveling with these wrinkles. Two different shot. Okay, back to the Gemara. Let's go. Like this. Says the Gemara like this. Let's go. Now we're quoting, making quotes from the Brisa. Go ahead. Yes. So what does this mean? So it said if it's bent like a sickle, it's possible. What does Rava say it means? Only if it's bent lafanim. Now what does lafanim mean, guys? towards the Elam. Now, when you, if I hold the lulav straight up in front of me, what am I looking at? The spine, no? The back of it is really what? The leaves. So he says, if the what, if it's bent towards the leaves, which is really forward, what's it din? Then it's what? Then it's pasul. Is that correct, Svi?
I think so.
What'd you say?
I believe so.
Then it's pasul. That's correct. It's definitely pasul in that case. Yeah? Because it's not hadar. Who learns that it's not hadar? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shem l'levush. Okay? Now, the Sefer HaMichtam says it's a mum. It's like the hump in the donkey. Rabbeinu Yerucham says the psul is because it's mashunit. Please get that. It's like it's mashunit. So the two different reasons why it's pasul. Ain't no hadar, or because it's mashunit. Looks like it's strange. It's like a mum in it. Therefore, it's considered to be a problem. Okay? Go ahead, of Alachrov. What's Lachrov?
Lachrov, right there, it's natural.
But if it's what? If it's bent towards the Shedra, then it's what? Then it's good. Because that's the natural way that it grows. Okay? Now notice, Lamais in the Brisa, what did it say? Akum Doma La Magal. Now what is a Magal? Magal has all these nicks on the side. In the internal and the outside, it has no nicks. So too by the Luluf. The Psul is when it's bent forward. You know what I mean? Towards the leaves, where it looks like the nicks are what? Inside. It's a beautiful fort, says the Svatsemis. You follow me? Only when it's bent towards is like it's like a sickle. Because a sickle, the nicks are inside. It's smooth on the outside. So the Miri points out in Moskahoya that this chiluk is said only by a luluf akum. But what about a luluf kafuf? What is a luluf kafuf? Please get this distinction, guys. Luluf kafuf is possible cholofanim, whether it's the fun of lachrof. Please get this down. Again, a luluf kafuf is only the top is bent. But the top is bent cholofanim. That's what the Kappas Tamarim says, mashing like that in the tour. But if you look in the Rabbaz says no. That this distinction between Lafon and Lachrov is not just for Akum, but it's also for what Kafuf. Please get this down. Avram, you got it? It's a Machloikis. Please get this down. Do you say this chiluk between Lafon of being Posel, Lachrov being Kosher, only by what? Only by Akum, but by Kafuf it's Posel no matter what? Or do you say no same distinction? So the Miri says, you're Machalik. That by Lulav Kafuf it's Posel b'chol afonim. However, the Radbaz says no. That by kafus you say the same chiluk too as well. Interesting chiluk. Okay? We got this? Very interesting chiluk. Go ahead, Svi.
Amar of Nachman, with Thudin, with Kalafan Avdami.
Oh! The Amrillah.
Amrillah, Kalakar Avdami.
So some say, what happens is bent to the side. What happens is it's bent to the side. Some say it's like Lafanov and it's Pasul. Some say it's Lachrov and it's Kosher. Yes? So there's 2 days on Litzdodim. Yes? 2 days on Litzdodim. So it's interesting, Lamaisa. It's very interesting. I want you guys to get this now. Allah Lamaisa. Let's get it. It's interesting that one could comment, Rov Rishonim Nitztiku Alim Kehimnik. Rov Rishon Mazmer Nitztiku Alim Kehimnik. Yes? Please get this down. Rov Rishonim say Kehimnik. What's Himnik going on? What's Himnik going on? The leaves, yes? Are the leaves like a fork or not? Yes? When we said kehimnik, is it going on the what? When it said kehimnik, Lamais, when it's sadik, Lamais is going on the leaves or going on the spine? Rov Rishonim said it's talking about the what? The leaves. The leaves are like a pitchfork. But the Ravid says it's talking about the actual spine itself. That it's been cracked and become like a himnik. And that's his beer in the Mishnah about Nakdam Rosho as well. The Ravid said Nakdam Rosho is going on the Shedra. So I want you to get that down. The rives against all the Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim says it's going on the leaves, the blades of grass. However, the rive has talking about the Shedra. Okay, it's a Chiddush. But the truth is, to comment on Lafon of Lachrov, let's get this. As I said, Rashi said, what does Lachrov mean? What is Lafon of? Towards the leaves. What is Lachrov? Towards the Shedra, yes? Miseder Advarim in Rashi, it's near it. Okay? And this is what the Chiddush is. Rava said El Lafonov. What does Lafonov mean, Svi? Lafonov means that it's possible, yes? You see the way Rashi touches it? Rashi says Lafonov, yeah? So the Beis Yosef has a line which I want you to see. Simen Tofresh Meimei Dimaskav Armina Begomar Vashim Rabbeinu Rucham. He wants to say, I want you to get this. I don't know. I thought in our Gemara, what did our Gemara say? Lo amar na lefanav, that it's what? That it's puzzle. Yes? Yeah? That lulavakim is puzzle. It could be that the girsa in the Gemara was the opposite, the Rashi said. That la'achrov is puzzle, lefanav is kosher. And the Beis Yosef quotes this, beferish b'shem Rabbi Yerucham. So I want you to get this down. Flip the girsa. The Rabbi Yerucham flips the girsa, lo shono la'achrov, av lefanav b'riyasahi. So the Beis Yosef says, what does lefanav mean? What does lefanav mean? Lefanav means l'sad ha-shedra. What does la'achrov mean? What does la'achrov mean? To the other side of the shedra. So the Aruch Lanier says it's a mistake. There's a tall sofer in the Seder Adibor to Maskel Rashi. We find in many, many Mar Mekoymes. And the Girsa of Rashi is like the other Rishonim. So he thinks that there's a Girsa problem the way you read the Rashi, Lamaisa. But the bottom line is that I want you to know, Halacha Lamaisa, that it could be the Girsa's the Gemara. How do you switch it, Lamaisa? How do you switch it? It could be Lamaisa. The bottom line is that it turns out to be the same din. You follow me? If it goes forward, what's the din? If it goes forward, what's halacha? What do we say? If it goes forward, what do you say? It's possible. If it goes backwards, towards the spine, it's kasha. Question is, what is it referring to? If you have a flip gear, so it's going to be referring to what? It's going to be referring to letzad hashedra. You just have to what? You just have to, you know, fill in the blank the way it is. But it's the same halacha. I just want you to know that Beis Yosef had a different gear. Because look, what did Rashi say? Go ahead, Svi. Read the Rashi. Lachrov. See that it's nekam l'sad ha-shedra. You know what I mean? Go ahead. That's the way we had it, yeah? Go ahead, Amil Fonov.
L'tzad shekeneged ha-shedra. Shedra zehu tzad ha-suik shedra shel behema.
See, that's a difficult, you know what I mean? He says, Mil Fonov l'tzad shekeneged ha-shedra. To the other side, you know? He says, the side that's keneged ha-shedra, you know? Towards the leaves. Okay, shedra zehu, go ahead. Tzad ha-sui. It's got the ribs there, right? And the chulios, the different things of the ribs. The emso. Yeah, it's like a stick. So lamaisa, there's no real nafkimin. It just is lamaisa what it's referring to. We should just know if it's bent forward, it's a problem. It's bent backwards, then it's what? Then it's kosher. Okay, everyone got that? That's the chiddush that we want to what? That we want to bring out here. So, if it's bent backwards, it's kosher. Does that make sense in this picture here, Yosef? Bent backwards, does that make sense that it's bent backwards? Do you see how that's bent backwards? From the way you're holding it? Huh? How do you see that it's bent backwards? It is. It's bending towards his face.
Right.
If he's standing here, it's bending towards his face. No? It's not bending away from him. So that lamaisa, however you have the gears to the funnel, that's the kavana, the gemara, that's what it means. Okay. Other Rishonim have the gears like we have Akum, Lefanav is possible, Lachar is kosher. Fine. The bottom line is that it's going to turn out to be the same thing. Okay, he says there's Tosov Seder Adibor Hamasl. Okay, fine. All right, Vaiter Natsvi in the Gemara. Let's go. I would imagine how would we paskin letzadim? I would imagine Savi Dirais Lechumra. No, wouldn't you say that too? I would imagine Savik Lechumra Lechumra. And that's what he seems to say, the Os. It's Kilafonov Dami Bipasal. So I would imagine if you had a bent lulav to the side, it should be possible. Okay, go ahead. Next in. Let's go. Amar Rav Nachman. I'm sorry, Amar Rava.
Amar Rava. Hai Lulav Adesal Bechar. Hotzi Balmum. Who?
Bipasal. Excellent. So what does this mean here? What does this mean here? This is a big Chiddush. What's a Chiddush? So there's three Pshatim in the Rishonim. Let's get it down. Okay? Rashi says literally you only have on one side of the spine leaves. The other side has no blades of grass at all. None. Mamish. It's mamish like nothing. Okay? So that's the way Rashi says pshat l'maisa. Okay? Chad gisa. He says beferish l'maisa that they all grow on one side. Okay? It's very bizarre and therefore it's a balmum and it's supposed to be a strange, strong language balmum. Okay? It's a Baal Mu Mashvitz, a Psul Gufo. Okay? It's like a minacher. The Ron, please get it down. The Ron says it's possible based on something else, though. What's the Ron say it's possible based on? Hadar. Once you say Hadar, what do you get into? If it's a Baal Moon, then it's possible all the days of Pesach. If it's Hadar, then some Rishonim say Hadar is only the first day, like the Rambam, right? It's not possible the other day, so please get that down. Okay? Oh, we're going to go get back to that, Lamaisa, okay? But I want you to get the Lashon of Baal Moon. So Rashi says the first shot is that there's only one stuff on one side. Comes along the Rambam. According to Rashi, it's Mash, it's puzzle all the days. According to, if you said it's Psu'al Tzadar like the Ran, which I gave you, Damascus High, it's only puzzle the first day. Okay, comes along the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Pirachas Alach Adalit. What does the Rambam say? What is the derech of these blades of grass? They're doubled, yes? Each blade of grass is doubled. Problem is, in this one, it is not doubled. This lul of the, they are not doubled. Okay? This lul of the ulam are not doubled with each other. It's like single-bladed grass. Weird. And therefore, chad hutsa, that's what it means, according to the Rama. Please get it down. Different pshat of Rashi. That's perichas alachadalut. And then the third pshat is Rav Sar Sholom. What does the Rav Sar Sholom say? The Torah quotes all three pshatim. Avram, what's the Rav Sar Sholom say? That it's that in the lulav there's only one hutsa that's olami karat sofa shedra, meaning what? That there's a single blade on both sides of the spine, meaning the rest of the blades might be doubled, but the one that's closest to the spine on each side is single bladed. That's what the Rav Sar Sholom says. So please get that down. So what are the three pshatim so far? Rambam says what? Rashi says what? It growed only on one side, the leaves. Other side of the shedra is no leaves. Second shot is the Rambam that what? The whole thing is only have one single bladed. Third shot is Rav Sar Sholom that says what? Every blade is double except for the ones on each side of the shed are single. And what's the fourth shot? The Kobo says that the Ella Elyon is not kuffel mitchilus briyoso. He says that the uppermost blade is not doubled from mitchilus briyoso. Maybe it got there, it grew like that, but it wasn't originally. And the Or Zeruah says in his second shot, it means the Kula Shedra, there ain't all of Nikarm. It's just a spine. Looks like a baseball bat, Havdol of those. There's no what? There's no leaves at all. So there's five Shatim I want you to get in this Solik Bechad Chutzah, what that means. Okay? Five Shatim, Lamaisa. What this means, Allah Lamaisa. Hayat Salik Bechad Chutzah. Everyone got that? Avram, you got it? Want me to say it again? Five Shatim. Number one, Rashi, that it only has blades on one side. Number two, Rambam, that says what? It's all single bladed. Number three is Rav Sar Sholom, that the blade on each side is single, even though the rest of them might be doubled. Fourth shot is the Kobo, that says what? The top one is what? The top one is not Kofo Mitchilu Riyaso. And the fifth one is the Rezeruna, second shot, that says there's no leaves on it. The whole thing is just a what? A spine. Says the Bukuri Yankiv. Please get it. Simitof Reish Memhei. Sifkot Nches. That the psul of tzolik b'char chutzah, the ala alyon, is only according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, it's talking about the leaves on one side. According to Rav Sar Shalom, the ala is olami karo. The leaf is olami karo. So therefore, lemaisa is like three lulavim. If he has three lulavim keilu, then lemaisa mimanav shachib yoytz and seh bracha. Since each one of the pshatim is a lulav kasher. So he says, if you only have one lulav, these lulavim, it's kosher b'shar yomim, sovik d'rabban l'kulo. The Bach says, no, all the perushim are emes. So please get that down. It says, the Bikur Yaakov, he had the first three pshatim, one of the three pshatim, he says, you might as well shake it, because you're going to be yotze according to one of the three shittas. So what do you got to lose? So he says, you only have one of these lulavim, it's kosher the other days. The Bach said, no, all the perushim are emes, and seemingly wouldn't be yotze at all, halach l'maisa. You remember the Ritva, Jacob? What did the Ritva say? The Ritva quoted the Shittas Rashi and Rambam. He said they're both puzzle. Chenikas Rabin and Menach. Okay, good. So we got this shot, guys. You got a chlor.
Did it quote the Ran?
What'd you say?
Did it quote the Ran and Rashi?
No. The Ran just was about Hadar. That's all. The quality of the psul.
Yeah,
the Ran was just the quality of the psul, not Baal Moon. Chapanaf Kemina, maybe according to Ran. If you know, it's Hadar, according to Ran, it's only Hadar on the first day. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Adam?
Would all of these cases in the sugya that are kosher, would they be kosher b'dieved, or the chachila, they're kosher.
That's a good point. Lamaisa stomach than that mehuder. I would say kosher b'diavad. Yes, excellent. Now I want to get one more nakuda on him, Nick, and then we got to go Viking. Please get this. Please get this, Lamaisa, on this horror we have to get. Now we said halacha Lamaisa. We said that in the case of the Himnik, the Shnei Elyonim Mechubarim, the Shnei Elyonim Amechubarim is the Tiyomis. Yes? Is the Tiyomis. Remember we said the Tiyomis is the middle part? So we have to get this order, Lamaisa. Please get this Malach about the Himnik, Lamaisa. Why is the Himnik Pasul? Nitzdik Himnik. What do you say? Why is it Pasul? We didn't say why Himnik was Pasul, did we? Did we say why Himnik was Pasul? I don't think we did. Please get this, Donnie. Why is Himnik possible? Please get this down. So the Magen Avraham says the Tafresh Meme Sifka and Vabashim Rabbeinu Ruchum that it's chaser. Lakachtam, Lakicha Tama. What's Lakicha Tama? It's got to be complete pure taking. It's lacking. The Ritva is, as Jacob brought up, a Chavtesim in Maska Olshi Yavosh, and a lot of Alphabet in Maska Omar Rav Huna. What does he say the Psul of Himnik is? It's not a Hadar. Yes? What's the difference between the reason of chaser and what Hadar? You tell me. Chaser is only possible when? For sure only on the first day. Hadar, according to other Rishonim against the Rambam, could be possible all the days. See, we said the opposite a few minutes ago. Legabe, what? Is it a Mupal Mum or is it what? Legabe, Hutsa, Mechad Hutsa. If it's Hadar, according to the Rambam, it's only the first day. If it's Baal Mum, it's possible all the days. Now we're saying there might be a difference between Chaser and Hadar. Chaser is for sure only possible on the first day. Hadar, according to some Rishonim against the Rambam, is possible all the days. So please get that Chiluk. Halacha lemaisa, because we were a diet from the and this is the chiddush you wanted to suggest. Okay, please get that. It's a shtickle, guys. Okay, all right. Now we go right to the Gemara Tzvi. Let's go. Come on, let's go. Working through this, guys. Go ahead. Nifritzulav. Now, as Adam and Aaron point out and said very nicely, this whole discussion of Nachtam Rosh and this talks about the middle leaf. Nifritzu and Nifridu Olav is talking about all the leaves. Nifritzu and Nifridu is talking about all the leaves. Okay? He's talking about all the leaves. Now, to refresh our memories, Avram, let's get this. What do we say that Rashi said? What did Rashi say? Nifritu Olav is possible. It's all detached. Yes? What was Nifritu Olav?
It's just split on the top.
It's just split on the top, and you put it, but the first one of Nifritu Olav was detached. You put it together like a broom. It's possible. We tried to save Rashi with the Ron that said it was still on a little bit. Remember that? Now, according to Tosfos Lamaisa, what is Tosfos' definition of Nifritu Olav? The leaves are, what'd you say?
Leaves are split in half all the way down.
So they're possible. What, why is Nifridu Olav kosher according to Tisus?
Because it's only split on
the top. Top, and therefore it's kosher. Excellent. So in other words, the Naktam and Nitztak focus on the middle one. Nifritzu and Nifritzu focus on the whole thing in general. Okay? So let's see the next. Go ahead. Nifritzu Olav, let's go.
Amar Papa.
But you got to read the Dimasko. Nifritzu Olav.
Amar Papa. Nifritzu David ki chupia.
Oh, you made it like a what? Broom. What's it then if you make it like a broom? Huh? What's it doing if you make it like a broom? Your mom is detached the whole thing. According to Rashi, it's possible. Yes? You got me, Tzvi? What did Tosfos say in the beginning of the Masechta? Beginning of the parak. You guys remember? What did Tosfos say? He was cholik. And what did he say? The olam are still what? Are still mechuber to the shedra. Just rove them. Every olam is made from what? Doubled. Migabam from their back. What does nifritzu mean? That it's been rove the chibras cut off. And what did the Rif and the Rambam say? That they're dangling. They're dangling. They're nitlashim veina olim klapi maila. They're dangling down, towards downward. So we had three pshatim what it meant. Go ahead. In that case, it's possible. Let's go. Go ahead. Nifridu.
The ipurad, ipude.
Ah, they're separated from another. They're not clung together, but they weren't detached. Yes, you see this, Yosef? The bottom box, right? They're not detached. You see, it's kosher. So Nifridu Olav is definitely kosher. Oh, because he says, Allah Lamaisa, they're roi l'kfisa. They can be tied up. So if they can be tied up, it's considered to be good. Allah Lamaisa. Okay, go ahead.
Papa.
Read the Rashi. Read Taisa's Dabi Kikupia. Ah, we were mastering the Mishnah. We said what that meant, right? We said that way, man. Rashi said he detached the thing. Taisa said, Lamaisa, no, it wasn't completely cut off, Lamaisa. Taisa said it wasn't completely cut off. Kichupia. According to Rashi, it's completely cut off. Taisa said it was most of it was cut off. Okay, Megaba. Like, what does Megaba mean? What does Megaba mean? Avram, from their back, yes? Megabam, from their back. Ol Olu is made like two Olam. Go ahead. Okay, let's go, Svi. Go ahead. What's boy mean? Boy is a Shiloh Lach Lamaisa. Boy Rav Papa. He has the Shiloh Lach Lamaisa. Let's go. Go ahead. Oh, what happens? The middle grass is split. The middle blade of grass. What do? Split right here. You see that? Right here. See that circle there? It's split. What do you do in that case? Go ahead.
Tashma. Damar Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Nitla Atiyom Es Pasl.
Wow. He says the whole thing is Rav Matan. Rav Matan. Read Rav Matan. Rav Matan says. Rav Matan says what? Rav Matan says Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Nitla Atiyom Es Pasl. My love. What's my love mean? Isn't it? My love, isn't it? Go ahead.
My love, who had the Nechlaka?
Ah, so maybe that's possible. Who didn't Nechlaka should be possible. Go ahead.
Nitla shiny.
Nitla's different. Da what?
Da
chasrlay. So it's chasrlay. It's because of chasr. It's a different din. Maybe it's possible that what? Nitla tiyomis is kosher. That's the first lashon. Go ahead. Ikedamri.
Amri. Ikedamri.
Amri Rav Shimon Levi. Nechlaka tiyomis. Ah, Rav Matan says Rav Shimon Levi that he says, no, it's like the thing and it's possible. Yes? So let's get this now. Okay? Let's get this. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, what is Nechlakat Yomis? Let's get it down. What does Rashi say? Rashi says the following. That the Shnei Ha'olim, I am Soim, that they're each one is made from two leaves. They're what? The split. All the way to the bottom of the Shedr. Yes? So the whole thing's cracked the Shedr until it can actually be seen with Farim Zemizet. That's one shot. What's the other shot? Quoted in Rashi by Gos Smak, another pshat, that the middle blade is made from two doubled over. It's Nechla Migabo. So it's Nitra, it's the spine is cracked until the Olam Shlamata Mehem. How's that pshat any different? The first pshat is the two Elyam Yon Rishonim Hanim Soyim, there's a crack. This pshat is that what? The Olam Soya Elyam. That's made from two is Mechubar and Megabam. It's Nechlak Megabo. It's only cracked from the back. Okay? It's only cracked from the back. The first Pshat of Rashi is the whole thing is cracked from both sides, not just Megabo. What's the Ramam Pshat? Let's get this. What's the Ramam Pshat? Perichesel Lachadalin. That the derech is to what? The derech of the Alelulu is to grow two by two. And what happens? Nechlaka means what? You divide them up. You divide them up. So the Rosh says, Lashon Gemara Tiyom is Lashon Yochid. Not Tiyomos, Lashon Rabin. She says, each one is split up. Okay, but let's see the Taisis though. So you go ahead. Taisis, Nechlekat Tiyomis.
Does Nechlekat Tiyomis. Lo Mairi Shinizdak Kubarosho, Elion. Shabarosh HaShidra, the Kulu Hachi Yisnayim.
Avram, what does that mean? Nechlekat Tiyomis. What does Taisis mean in the beginning?
Split all the way down.
Exactly. Doesn't mean what? It's split only on the top. Split all the way down. Go ahead.
Ella, k'defarish b'kontris, shnei alav elyonim emtsoim shishama shidra, kala nechlaka zamizeh, nizdaka shidra al ad ha'el ha'olam shlamata.
So it just means the two one on the top are what? The two middle ones are split all the way to the bottom, yes? But not all of them, just the two in the middle. Yes, Avram? What does the Bahag say? Ba'bahag pirish?
Bahag pirish, nechlaka tiyome sahu gava, tehotza hika,
they're all clung together. He, the matimbu. What's matimbu? They fit together. Please get that word down. Matimbu mashvulu what? They make. They become like one. Ikef what? Ikenifritu alav dami. Puzzle. You can go ahead.
Ikenifritu alav dami kasher.
No dami puzzle. If it's kenifritu alav dami, it's puzzle. Ikenifritu alav dami. If it's like Nivritu Alav, it's possible. If it's like a Nivritu Alav, then it's what? Then it's kosher. So what does the Bahag learn? The Bahag learns that what? It's like a what? In the back, it's open in the back. So the fact that it's open in the back, if you put them together, they could become clung together. Question is that one side is open, says the Kapas Tamarim, does it mean it's like what? It's like Nitzik Mirosh Lasofa, it should be possible? Or do you say it's like what? It's like you say not that way. Or do you say that since the Maisa, it's what? It looks all together. Maybe it should be good. Halach lomais. Maybe it should be good. So that's how the Taisus, that's how Taisus quotes the box. So how many pshatim do we have on Nitlat Yomis? How many pshatim? We had Rashi, that means what? That it's only the middle one, it's all cracked on the bottom. We have the what? In the other polar, we have the what? The Bahag that only has the what? The outside of it, so it's like Nifridu, is it like Nifridu is partial, Nifridu is kosher. And then you have in the middle, you have this pshat of the Rambam, which means you have the Rambam, you have this other pshat of the smak that quotes Rashi. There's another, it's moving b'shem Rashi, but go smak in the second pshat, that it means that with the Ella and Soya Elyon, the actual middle blade is made from two Alim and Mechubar and Begabam, but it's not like Megaba, only from the back. That's the other pshat of Rashi. And the other pshat of Taisus is that it's two by two, and the two Olam and Devukim are called the Tiyomis. But Rush didn't like us, because it's Tiyomis in plural. He says, that's not so bad, it means each one. I'm not sure why the Ram is so much different than Rashi. Why is the Ram so much different than Rashi? Shederach alei alulav shem gedelim shnayim shnayim v'dukim migabam v'gav kol shnayim v'dukim nikra Tiyomis. The gav of every two, the back of every two leaves. Maybe because the Rambam focuses on the leaves, on the back of the leaves. The Rambam, the Taisus doesn't focus. I thought the smak and the smak Pshat Rashi and the Rambam maybe are the same sheet. Okay, fine. So the bottom line is, what's the din? What's the din svi? The two lashonas whether what? Two lashonas svi whether what? Nitla is what? Nitla is definitely pasul. The question is nitla because it's pasul or not. First lashon says maybe it's kosher. Second lashon says it's pasul. Please get this down now. Okay? Please get this down. Halacha lemaaseh. The Magen Avraham writes, he says it's a problem of lakicha tama. The Magen Avraham says, b'shem the Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's a problem of lakicha tama. You know what Rabbi Kivager says? I'm sorry. Why is it pasul? Why does Rabbi Kivager say it's pasul? Because he's already said a chavtes of beis, why it's a pasul. Because he said nitlo is pasul because of what? Eino hadar. Remember he said that? So here it's because nechaka is like nitlo. So it's pasul eino hadar. So get that down in your notes. What are the two svaras why it's a problem? This din of nitla tiyamis, either it's because of what? Either it's because of lakicha tamo, like namagin ram shem eim erucham, or it's because of eino hadar. If it's because of lakicha tamo, then lamaisi pasul it only based on what? On the first day for sure. If it's based on hadar, then there's what to pilpul with. If you don't hold like the Rambam, it should be pasul all the days. It's an interesting machloikis. How do we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch? We paskin that it's pasul, svi. Nitla tiyomis is pasul. 2 days, we go like the second day. So mitofresh mem hei siv gimel. Let me ask you a question. Why is that not a theory of what Rav Huna said earlier? What did Rav Huna say earlier? We began sure with Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Because we've got a lot to do. We got to get to the Darchei Darchei Noam. What is the din Rav Huna said earlier? Nitztak is kosher, yes?
Kosher.
If nitzak is kosher, what do you do with tiyomis pasul? If nitzak is kosher when it's not kehimnik, so why is this pasul? Yeah, why is this pasul nechlekat tiyomis? Adam, you follow the kasha? Yes? Rav Huna said in the beginning of Shir today that nitzak was what? Nitzak is kosher, it's not like a kehimnik, and here we're saying nechlekat tiyomis is pasul.
Because nitzak is only split on the top and
nechlekat. The answer is that nitzak is miyuto, it's kosher. Nitzik is muto kosher. Nechakatiyomis is rubo. That's basically what you were saying, Lamaisa. Nechakatiyomis is berubo. So therefore, and when you say kehimnik, why is kehimnik pasul? No, himnik is pasul even when it's muto, because it's like a pitchfork. Yeah. So if it's a pitchfork, even it's muto, it's pasul. That's the Shulchan Aruch Psak Tziv Zayin. So let's cause this over again. How is it shaykh that you could say nitlatiyomis is pasul when nitzak is kosher? If it's not kehimnik. Well, the din is like this. Nitzak is pasul when it's what? When it's considered to be rov. L'maisa. Nechlek adiyom is pasul when it's rov. Nitzak is kosher when it's a mute. So why is kehimnik pasul? It's pasul even when it's kemute because it's like a pitchfork. And the Ritva says, and this is what L'maisa, the Ritva, I wanted you to see, Jacob. Shebachomak v'roi l'chosh l'fsol, even nechlek adiyom is bemuto. He says, I get really nervous with it. Because when you do all the na'nuim, the slightest crack will develop into a bigger crack. And that's what the Ramah says. Mitzvah min amufkar yeshlito luch shol nitzta klal, says the Mishnah Brother in Sifkot and Yutes. Better always take a luch not cracked at all. Halacha lemaaseh. Otherwise it'll develop. Even though in lumpness maybe it's kosher. But the pashas is not right. Why is the pitchfork a problem, Avram, even if it's when it's little, when it's mute?
Since it's so wide it might develop.
it could be, or maybe on its own it's a problem, Mice. Maybe if it's a mute, it's on its own it's a problem. Like, maybe it's a moom enough. Okay, Svi, let's go. Right there, guys. Let's see inside. We got a lot to see. Okay, go ahead.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishor, Rabbi Tarfon, Kapos Tamarim.
What is Kapos Tamarim? Go ahead, Kapos, Kofos. Meaning that what?
Together.
It has to be able to be tied. It has to be able to be tied. Halacha L'maisa. Very good. It's got to be tied. Go ahead. If what? If it's separate, then what? Then tie it. Go ahead. That's what the Mishnah says. You got to tie it together. Yeah, now let me ask you a question. From the Lashon of the Gemara, well said, Avram. Please get this down. The Miri says that only if it's spread out does Rebbe require you to tie it. But if you look in the Rambam, please get this down. If you look in the Rambam, the Perish of Mishnayos, the Rambam seems to say in Rebbe Yehuda that every lulav you have to tie up in order that's a kibbutz chazak. Okay? Very interesting. Machlokes Rambam Miri. When does Rebbe Yehuda only require, get that down, Avram, please. But does Rebbe Yehuda only require kshira only when what? It's needed? Or do you need it all the time? Ritva says only when it's needed, Miri rather. Rambam says you need it all the time. Now the Tanakhama says what? This is what I want you to get. This is a very important lumdus, okay? This is all shtickel here, Lamaisa. Please get it. What does the Tanakhama hold? The Tanakhama is of the opinion. The Ritva and the Rambam say this all shtickel. What does the Tanakhama hold, Jacob? Even though the Tanakhama argues in Rebbe doesn't require what? You to physically tie it together, but it has to be ra'ui l'kfisa. What does that remind you of? Kol aroi l'bila, ein bila ma'akevis bo. Reb Zeira's din. In kunachas kaf kuf gimel amad aleph. It has to be ra'ui. The mincha b'lul l'shem. You need the right ratio of flour and oil. It's got to be ra'ui. If it's not ra'ui, it's not kosher. If it's ra'ui, even though I didn't mix it, it's fine. Mishnah menach stav yitchesem and beis. Im lo balo kosher. But you need the right ratio. Says the Chum, same thing. You don't have to physically tie it, but it has to be royal kfisa. That's the famous dinner of Zera, guys. And that's the lumnus, the Rif and the Ron say. It has to be ra'ui. Even according to Tanakhama, it's a mitzvah and a mufkar to take a lulav. That has no prudim. But Lamaisa, if it's nifrit ulav, it's a mitzvah. But Lamaisa has to be ra'ui l'kfifa. It has to be ra'ui l'kfifa. And that's l'chura, what Aaron was bothered by. The kasha is, when Rebuta need kofas, let's get to it now in the Gemara. So go ahead. Amalei.
Amalei Rabbi Laravashi. V'may deha kapos tamarim delulahu. Emacharusa.
Yeah. How do you know that it's kapos tamarim? Maybe it means what? Maybe it means charusa. What's this charusa? That it became hard, the branch of the decal, the palm tree. See, no one has a question of whether it's not a palm tree. That the Gemara asks on the other 3 minutes, maybe it's not that min at all. Maybe it's not a hadas, not a rava, maybe not an esrog. Here the Gemara says not a type of a palm branch. A lulu is a palm branch. But maybe it's not the type of the brown branch we're looking for. Maybe it's what? Maybe it's talking about the branch. Lomaisa. And we're talking about Yotzimim or Harbi Lulavim. Shinishulamim. They became Niskasha. They became hard. The one is Pona Lekar. That's what we're asking. We're going to get to you in a second. Go ahead. So maybe it means Harusa. Go ahead. No, you need Kapos. What's Kapos? You need to be able to tie it together. You follow me? Valeka, what's Valeka? By the Anaf Daka, once it becomes hard, you're done. Yes? They can never be Mechaber again. You can tie it from today until tomorrow. It's not going to help. We're talking about the soft part that is Ra'ui to Kfisa. Please get this down, Adam. You follow me? It has to be a min that's Royal Kfisa. It is a palm branch. But if the palm branch that we take, it has to be Royal Kfisa. Not the actual one. Not the actual eitz itself. That's the Chiddush Lomaisa. That's what the Kapastorum wants to tie in it. It says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to be koifis lulav. What kind of havamina could be harusha? It's impossible to tie it. So what does the Kabbalah Torah say? No, it's according to the Chachamim. Please get this down, Avram. The kasha is according to the Chachamim that the makshim without kfisa, but it needs to be royal kfisa. So even the Chachamim darish kofis. It's got to be royal kfisa. Lulav shenifredu kosher because royal kfisa. You follow me? So he talks and learns the Kabbalah Torah is within the Chachamim. And the Aruch Lanier asks, why the Rabbanan say it's diving like Roy, the Kvisa, the Rebbe requires Kvisa Mamish? Why don't you make the Seder Drasha, Harusa Miyad, on the Mishnah Luluf? Why did the Gemara ask, Vema Harusa Miyad on the Mishnah Luluf? So he said, the Rabbanan aren't Turish Kofas, Losh and Kvisa. They hold the term means Luluf Mamish, not a Harusa or a Fossil. Since Kaf Tvarm is a Luluf. Rebbe Yehuda is Darish Kapos, Kvisa, then you can start pilpuling. So maybe you can take something else. So that's the Kashin. The kasha is a machloikis between the kapas tamarim and the aruch lanir. Is the gemara poplin within the chachamim or only Reb Yudin? Kapas tamarim says even according to chachamim, it's royal kfisa. It's got to be royal kfisa. Halach lamaisa. And that's the chiddush lamaisa we want to bring out from this what? From this gemara. Okay? So that's the chiddush we want to bring out in this gemara. Yes, go ahead, Avram. What do you say?
The raisa
yes. But the Gemara is challenging that. Maybe that should be the mean that's good.
See, that price that quoted Harusha's Pasul had lied with what we think, which is the Libid Emes, that Lulav's caution Harusha's Pasul. But the Gemara is challenging that. It should be off the list. Maybe it should be Harusha. That's what the Gemara is asking.
I
understand what I'm saying. The price is, how did the Gemara is asking, how did the price know? It's like the Ram writes in the Parish Mishnah and Zeroy. There wasn't a Savik what to take. Chas v'shalom. We have a Masor from Moshe Rabbeinu. Just how did they know that to make this drasha from the Psukim? And that's what it's saying. How do you know it's Charusa? How is Charusa? How do you know that it's possible? So that's Lamaisa, what the, so Machlaik is how to learn up Gemara here, between the Kabbas. Torah and the Rachlaner was within the Chum or even Rebuta. It's a beautiful Pshad is saying part of the Chum, Lamaisa. I understand the Kabbas Torah very beautifully. Because by the Royal Lekfisa. He just bothered by Lamaisa. Why should that be? Why should that be? Okay, man, why can't it be? It has to be Roy. Okay, good. Adam, you had a kasha. Go ahead.
If this price that came up on Lamed Aleph, on Aleph, and it was Rabbi Huda was bringing this as a raya for the fact that Lulav Tzarech Eged, then how can we say that it's only like that? It only needs to be raya like visa. If you bring this as a raya, that it needs to be bound together.
Well, that was Rabbi Huda's way to Darsh. We want to know how the chum.
But this price only. Within the
sheet
of Rabbi Huda, wasn't it?
This price that were, which price?
The price that we're quoting from now, it first came up on...
Says Rabbi Huda Mishum Reb Tarfon. Says Rabbi Huda named Reb Tarfon. Kapas Tamarim, that's all it says by us. So how do you know it means Kapas Tamarim? It says if it's par, yich defenu. But I'm saying when the Gemara says Ravina Rav Ashmi Mai, how do you know it's only asking within Reb Yudah's purview? Maybe it's asking on a chum. How do you know you take the lulu? Maybe be charusa. Maybe the kasha could be both. You're right. Pashup Shad is within Reb Yudah, like Avram said, and like you're saying, but you could theoretically say the Gemara is just challenging in general, okay? That it should be Roy Lekfis. Gemara is asking in general, according to both, how do you know this is the right minute? Okay? All right, go ahead. Let's go, Tzvi. Go ahead. Ve'ema.
Ve'ema ufta.
What's ufta? The trunk. Ufta means the trunk. How do you know the trunk is bad? Maybe the trunk is the one. Go ahead. No, because it has to be something that separates a little bit, and then you can tie it together. But hi. Yeah, this stuff is so stark, it's not Roy Lekfisa. It's not Roy Lekfisa at all. You follow what I'm saying? Not Roy Lekfisa. So therefore it comes out that that's the din, halacha lamaisa. Okay? Now the Ramban adds on, in that sagas, that the drasha being in kafas means that the olim have to be kfusim v'olim masheder mitivam, not do something else. So in other words, if the olam are nefrudu from the shedra, they're dangling the bottom, as long as you can tie them together, even if you tie them together, it's going to be possible. It has to be something that's naturally what? Naturally going to be nitam what? Nitam lekafas. Okay? So that's how the Ramban says kafas v'leika is the pshat lemaisa. Okay? That the drush is that what? Lemaisa, chum also has to be roi lekfisa. The Ramban is adding on, lemaisa, the bein in kafas means the olam are kfusim v'olim imasheder mitivam. Not do something else, okay? If they're going to be dangling down, hanging down, even if you tie them together, it's going to be possible. They have to be what? They have to be going good. Okay, now what's the Gemara's kasha? Ema.
Kufra.
What's Kufra? What's Kufra?
The leaves are sticking out.
What's Kufra is what? It's sticky, right? 1 or 2 years, and it doesn't get so hard, but there's what? There's thorniness, right? Kufra is the eights, like a harusa, right? So it's 1 or 2 years and it hasn't gotten so thick. So what's Gemara's answer? Wow, so Poskin Mishle. Let's get it down. So Poskin Mishle where? Perek Gimel Poskin Zion. The Torah never, guys, I cannot tell you how big of a chiddush this is. The Torah never halakhically would tell you to do something where you have to hurt yourself. It's going to scratch your hands and make your hands bloody. There is no way it has, since it has kutsum, it has thorns. There's no way Hashem would tell you to grab this thing. So that can't be what it's referring to. That it cannot be what it's referring to that's going to cause you this nezik. It's just absolutely impossible. It cannot be referring to this at all. Okay?
cannot be referring to this at all. Now, Lamaisa, I want to point out, let's get this. The truth is, when the Gemara said at Kafas Vomilom, that when the Ufta was bad, the Divrei Nechemiah's Masbir, that the Rambam, in Masha from the Rambam, from Rashi, the Lulav has to be Parik Sas. If the Olam are too tight together, it's not kosher. It is Dochek to say the Lulav is possible. Lashon Gemara's Kafas Vomid Li Olam, Masha on the Asin, not on the Over. Kafas Masha is Nifal Afrido, Ufsa, it never was Nitul Afrido. So Lamaisa, it could be the Rambam argues on the Rashi. But the Drish is Bistabi, if you have a Lulav in the beginning of its growth, is all 1/8, like an arrow, and the leaves are not Nikar. Is that kosher or not? It's not Machriya. The Prima Gunners would die from the Gemara. Ofsa is puzzle, because it's not in the future going to what spread out. Masha Lulav is thick, Lamaisa, like a Chetz. If in the future it's going to spread out, it's kosher. But then he seems to say it's puzzle, Allah Lamaisa, and in fact, you always need the ability for it to shake. So, seems to be that Lamaisa, it seems to be that it always has to be, have the ability to move, halacha lamaisa. If it's thick so much, it's a problem, halacha lamaisa. So here the Gemara introduces this question of what? Of something that is thorny should be the min, and the Gemara rejects it because of drachen adarchenon. Please get this. Yes, quickly, Avram. Go ahead.
What's the difference between kufra and domelacharus?
What'd you say? We said that Harusa, the Bryce said earlier that Harusa was what? If it's Dom of the Charis, it's kosher. If it's Charis itself, it's possible.
Isn't Kufra the same thing as Dom?
No, it's Kain Harusa. It was Kain Harusa.
What, Kufra?
Yeah, Kufra's Kain Harusa. Yeah, it's Domit to it. It's Domit to it. That's what Rashi wants to say. Rashi actually, in the Ross says the Kufa Lulu that has Kotsum. So it's a Karusa already, we said, was possible, like you said. That it was so hard, Lamaisa. And from the Shedru, right? It was the Srakum Yashedru. We had that in the picture of Vav. This is similar, it's a little bit different. This is Kain Karusa. Okay?
What's the difference between Kain Karusa and
Domel? We said that the difference was that if Domel, it starts to get hard, but it's not completely hard, Legamri. That's what we said the Chiluk was. Okay? Not completely hard. Okay, so this can't be it. Why can't it be it? Because not darkenom. Now I want you to get this down. Okay, let's get this. We don't have much time. Let's get this down. On the Gemara and Lomid Bezum and Base, please get this, Dani. The Gemara uses darachah darkenom in two places in Maseches Sukkah. One Lomid Bezum and Aleph. Two Lomid Bezum and Base. One to challenge to reject why kufra is not a kosher lulav. It's got to be a palm branch of lulav. Number two is, the Gemara wants to know why something can't be a kosher hadas on the bottom of Lamed Bezum and Bez. Gemara says a hirdof. Hirdof, whatever, is a type of species. Gemara said maybe that should be a kosher hadas. It's the first long line there. You see that? Second long line on Lamed Bezum and Bez. You know what the Gemara answers? Abai says the same thing. Drachad darchei noam. And Rava says a different pasuk in Zecharia Emes Vashal Mahevu, right? Because it's poisonous. This hirduf is poisonous. So since it's poisonous, it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be something that's Emes Vashal Mahevu. So Rava uses a pasuk in Zecharia. Abai uses Drachad Dachanom in both places. Now you got what I'm saying? So the two places in Maseches Sukkah, please get this, which gives us the directive how to choose halakhically what item is good or not. It's not shaykh that the Torah would give you something, an item that is mean in itself. Not that it has feelings, but could hurt you. You follow me? Now, Tosis points out on the bottom. Go ahead, the bottom two Tosis, and please get it. Svi, go ahead. Rava was not around in the Beis Medrash when they brought up Kapos. I'm sorry, when they brought up Kufra. Because what would have Rava said, Avram? He would have said, Emes Shalom Ba'evu. Not Terachad Darchon, like he does in Amud Beis. Okay? Next, Tosis, Kapos.
Kapos Ksiv. V'hai Kulei Alma.
Modu.
D'yesh Im L'Moseras L'Moseras Haimah.
Exactly. Everyone agrees Yeshem L'Mesorah. Why? If there's a Machlej Yeshem L'Mikra, Yeshem L'Mesorah, what do you all like? Yeshem L'Mikra. Yes? What do you normally hold? Yod Yeshem Lemikra, not Yeshem Lemisaura. But here, why do we say Yeshem Lemisaura? What is Kapos red? How many Lulavim should you take? Two. Plural. If with the spelling, how many do you take? One. Why do we go with the spelling? Because the red says Priyats Hadar. How many Priyats Hadar means? One. The symmetry between what? The Esrog and the Luluv. If the Esrog is one, the Luluv is one as well. Who points this out? Tyson Sakham there, right there. Lamed Vavim and Aleph. Okay? All right, now I want to discuss now, we'll pick it up at the beginning of the year tomorrow, cases in Shas where we use Drachen and Drachenol. These are two in Masechah Sukkah. Tosfos has a discussion. So you want to give me a Masechah Pesachim about Morer. What about Morer? Why is Morer not a problem? He says there's no Ochacha because it's a mitzvah to eat it. The whole point is to be bitter. So it's not Ochacha that the Torah was the Meskavim Lekach. Because you could always make it, what, cut it off, or you could always remove the stem and eat it. So in other words, Tosfos says, the Gemara, thank you, on Namatesim and Aleph, Gemara Pilpul's, there's certain species that should be Mara. Here to Funi. Here, there's Herdof and there's Here to Funi. They're two different things, Pashup Shot. So Tosfos, Namatesim and Aleph is bothered by, why don't you say it's a problem because of what? Derechei Derechei Noam. Right? Why don't you say that here? So Tosfos in a Hanami, you could have said that. We just gave a different, better answer. What was the answer Gemara said? Because it needs to be min zera. This is eights. Here the funi's eights. It's wood. It's not a zera. But then Tosfos is bothered by, if here the funi's kosher, here the funi's kosher lamarer, here the is what's possible. But it says in the Chavis that it's a poisonous for a behemoth. So Tosfos leaves that as Tosfos Lamais is bothered by the kasha. And the Gemara says he's bothered by this kasha. How can you say here Tefuni is kasha lamar when it's poisonous? He leaves it as a kasha. He leaves it as a kasha. It's an interesting din, Lamaisa. So Tosfos says that's why the Gemara Lamaisa is difficult. But Tosfos Lamaisa discusses this din of Drachen Drachen Noam. He says in a Hanami the Gemara could have given that as an answer why this is not kasha for what? For Morer. So you see that we see this is an amazing Chiddush, that when you're looking for an object in the Torah is not going to give you something that's difficult. So I want to get to at least one or two cases now, and then we'll pick it up in the beginning of Shir, then we got to go bite tomorrow. Okay? Please get it. Donnie, I'm going to give you the first example of Derechei Derechei Noam that we have in Yevamos. Please get it. What's it then if a couple's married? Jacob, get it down. And the wife, the husband dies without any kids. She falls to Yibum with the what?
Brother.
The brother. What happens if they had a kid? What happens if he had a kid?
No,
you go to Yibum?
No.
What happens if afterwards the boy dies? The boy died though. So why don't you go back? What do we say? Halach Lamaisa. What do we say about Eishes Yisrael that married a Kohen? She has the privilege to eat Truma. What happens if her husband dies and she has a kid? She's Mutter B'Truma. What happens if the kid dies though? She's Usher. Once a kid dies, she loses her privilege of eating truma. Why don't you say the same thing here? What if she got remarried already? She's living happily ever after with the second husband. What's the answer? Derechei Derechei Noam. What are you going to mess her life up? What are you going to mess her life up? Forget about it. You're not going to mess her life up. Oh, make her do chalitza. Husband will be disgusted with her. He's been married with this woman. Now she's got to do chalitza. It's going to cause a machloikis. Forget about it. Miri says, it's going to cause a machlokes. Rashi, Tosfos says in Yevamos, Bezim and Af, Derechei Derechei Noam. Please get it down. The ways of Torah are pleasantness. It's all that's past our peace. Turn us to renew our later, turn us to our Lord, renew our days of old, and let us all say Amen.
Amen.
The rabbi in Peoria, where I grew up, used to translate that every Shabbos. The ways of pleasantness and all that's past our peace. Turn us away to you, Lord, renew our days of old, and let us all say Amen.
Amen.
That's what it means, called Derechei Derechei Noam. The halachas of the Torah are peaceful and pleasant. We're not going to mess this woman up. Please get the din down. That's the first din I want you to get down. Second din, okay? Second din. Let's get to the second din. Derechei Derechei Noam. Listen to this. What happens if you have two brothers and they marry two sisters? Avram, you with me? Avram, get that first din down I did from Tosfos Yevamos. Did you get it? You want me to repeat it? Again, what happens if a woman married and she dies, he dies without kids? What's the din? She falls to Yibum. What happens if she had a kid? She doesn't have Yibum. She gets married to another guy, but then the kid dies. So what are you going to say? Lamafresh, she now's going to have chalitza? It'll the husband will get upset because of machlokes. Even though by truma we say it's usher, she loses the privilege. She married a kohen, she's Israel. She has the privilege of being true. She had a kid that's a kohen. Once a kid dies, she loses the true privilege. We don't say that here because Rachel Drachenoam. You got that? Please get it down. Let's get another case now. Don't we have time to do? No, we got that mincha. Second case. Let's go. You have two brothers and married two sisters. Guy dies without any kids. Can he have Yibum with her? No, it's Achos Ishto. The wife of his sister, he cannot have Yibum with. You follow what I just said? What happens if their other brothers are on? The other brothers are not Achos Ishto. Of course she has Yibum with them. Let's say they eventually die. Let's say they eventually die and the wife dies. So now she's no longer Achos Ishto anymore. You got that? What's it did? No! We say once she was Usher, always Usher, based on what? Derachah Darchei Noam, Tosis says in Yevamos. And Daf Yudzayin Amar Aleph. Two Tosisin. Beis Amar Aleph, Yudzayin Amar Aleph. What? Because we say that once she was Usher, she's always Usher. But you could say theoretically, Lamaisa. Because once she already was what? Once she was already nifka from that guy, it's not derecher. So now you got to say she's got to go back to him. That's the lashon of Taisus. Ain't it derecher? Because she's kfar nifteru emenu. It's not derecher. It's to play games with her. Once she's potter from, she's always potter. Now the din of what? The din of enochol zeris bo is because okay, that's true. But you could say now she's better because why? The wife died. She's no longer achos ishto. So why don't you fall to yibum? The brothers died and she died. There it is. What? Derecher derecher noam. Toys da bezim rav, da yitzayin rav rav. And Gomorrah and Sukkah, what? Lamed bezim rav, likabi what? Kufru. Why is a kufru not kosher lulu? And also lamed bezim rav, likabi hirdufuni. Why is it not kosher rahadas? Okay, we'll stop here. Let's stop mincha. It's great to see everyone back. We have to get the details. Everyone's vacation. Especially Adams. Okay, let's, Donnie, let's go. Mincha. But we need all 10 guys to stay here for mincha. Okay?